This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind.
An Islamic terrorist mowed down numerous victims in a car before stabbing a police officer and trying to attack the Parliament in London. And how did the left respond? By expressing their concerns, not for the victims, but for how it might make Muslims look bad.
In moments, Donald Trump will begin exploiting the attack in London today. Do not allow this to be an indictment on Islam or Muslims.
Far right figures like Tommy Robinson are vile opportunists, using victims of today's attack to spread their anti-Muslim message.
That's right, some members of the media were more upset that Tommy Robinson had showed up to the scene of the attack than the attack itself. And at least London Mayor Sadiq Khan was quick to respond. Oh no, that's right, it took him more than 5 hours to appear on camera.
Trump's ignorant view of Islam could make both our countries less safe. It risks alienating mainstream Muslims. London has proved him wrong.
Yeah, that tweet hasn't aged well, has it? But at least none of them was stupid enough to blame Donald Trump, right?
Trump probably has a hand in this.
Yeah, okay, but it's important to remember that hashtag not all Muslims are terrorists and that Muslims don't support this. Here's a screenshot from France 24 Arabic's live video feed. Note the smiley faces and the thumbs up. They're saying, quote, God curse the infidels, and quote, that's how the lone wolves of Allah operate. Here's a screenshot from Al Jazeera Live. I'm watching Al Jazeera Live, you wouldn't believe the number of likes. Well done, and Allah Akbar. Here's a moderate Muslim perspective.
I'm seeing rumblings that what's going on in London is an attack from radical Islam. If so, there was likely good reason for it.
But hashtag not all Muslims, right?
These cowardly bastards can maim, murder and terrorize all they like, but they'll never win.
If by winning you mean changing society, then they are winning, with the full complicity of the left. Canada is currently debating a motion that will effectively criminalize Islamophobia. In other words, criticism of Islam. Just 3 years after their own parliament was also attacked by an Islamic terrorist. They are winning, and our governments are helping this ideology to spread. They're welcoming it in. We're erecting glass walls around the frigging Eiffel Tower. Sweden just allowed 150 ISIS terrorists back into their country. Oh, but don't worry, because they set up a phone hotline for people to report them, and then closed it down because it might be racist. Now we have the Islamist Erdogan threatening to send Muslim migrants with the vow that Europeans won't be able to walk safely on the streets. France just polled young Muslims and found that a third of them, a third, express sympathy for terrorism. Here are a few questions that spring to mind. Why are Brits being arrested for tweets while Islamists are free to walk around Parliament draped in the ISIS flag? Why do we have a mayor who calls moderate Muslims Uncle Toms? A mayor who says terrorist attacks are part and parcel of living in a major city. And I'm sick to the back teeth of saying it. But I'll say it again. Pray for hashtags won't prevent this. Turning off the lights at the Eiffel Tower won't prevent this. Putting a filter on your Facebook profile pic won't prevent this. Sticking your head in the sand and pointing the finger at right wingers will not prevent this. And whether this terrorist turns out to be homegrown or a migrant or whatever, the belief system is the same, acknowledging that Islam is not a religion of peace and is in serious need of imminent reform will prevent this. So don't intimidate and attack the Muslim reformists who are trying to make that happen. Not rolling out a red carpet into our country to be exploited by terrorists as they've done over and over again will prevent this. How many more mangled bodies on our streets will it take before that happens?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday, the 23rd day of March 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to kick off an incredibly important transmission. Stay with us.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. The Fed recently decided to increase interest rates, but this increase isn't likely to be the last. They have 3 interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type RATE.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in the perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You'll be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates again. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's Thursday, the 23rd day of March 2017. Here are the different quadrants of news that we have. We have the high drama for the Obamacare vote coming up. We have over 1 million Americans at risk of being nuked by North Korea. We have, obviously, the really big news, the London attack yesterday, that the British Parliament is saying is not Islamic and religion has nothing to do with it. That's lawmakers on the floor of the British Parliament today. We also have news trying to censor that it's Islamic, just like when illegal aliens that are 18 years old in high schools as freshmen reportedly rape people. It's not picked up by any of the major news media either. This is the political correctness, the cover-up. We're going to get into all of this and more. Of course, the attacks happened yesterday on the first anniversary of the Brussels bombing that our reporters covered in Belgium and were run out of major areas of that city as no-go zones. And the media says it's just a conspiracy theory and there's no such thing. And then Paul Watson put out a bounty for any reporter to actually go there and see for themselves. And the reporter went there and they tried to beat him up. And he said, okay, I was a big liberal. I didn't believe Paul Joseph Watson. That just happened a month ago. He's right. Incredible. And, of course, we have the huge news. We have the Democratic Party coming out in organized fashion and calling for national emergency and martial law to overthrow President Trump. And you have the former deputy head of the Defense Department, who for 2 months has been making the rounds in Washington, normalizing open criminal martial law to overthrow an elected president because they don't have the impeachment votes. To allow them to continue to organize. I mean, if I was going around just as a citizen at the Pentagon saying, let's overthrow the president, I would be arrested in hours, and I should be. You have the former deputy head of the Defense Department, and I covered this months ago, and I said, watch, when they go from talking about civil emergency in their policy papers to civil emergency and martial law on mainstream news, you know they're getting ready to try to move against the president. And here are the articles where I broke it down in the last few months. Democrats are organizing a coup against Trump. The political left are losing their minds because they won't get away with this. This all needs to be sent again to President Trump. Emergency. Trump must go on offensive to stop Democrat plan for martial law. I break down these two reports, how they'll start calling for civil emergency. Then they'll activate all the Soros riot gangs to start burning cities. And now they've got Time Magazine, Newsweek calling for the case for rioting. They've got all the major news fomenting and organizing it. Breaking, Democrats organizing criminal coup against Trump. February 2nd. I just keep warning everybody. National emergency. CNN urges press to blame Trump for the win on Russia. Journalists afraid to say so because they're going to sound, quote, partisan. That's old news that they began to hype it and push it. Trump's nemesis Rosie O'Donnell calls for martial law. This is organized. White House Dems holding up Trump cabinet picks and openly saying because they're going to kick him out of office and don't want anybody to be in the new government. The establishment plan to stop President Trump. Democrats installing chaos on all fronts. Infowars.com. Then we lay out their plan to do it. January 14th. Very important article. I talk about how they're going to disrupt, how they're going to create a civil emergency, how they're going to call for martial law, and then they all start doing it. Because I've studied what they've done in the Arab Spring, what they've done in Ukraine, what they've done overthrowing other elected governments. Rogue elements of the CIA, the big foundations, Carnegie, Ford, Rockefeller, you name it, with Soros and others, the usual suspects, are publicly organizing an overthrow of this elected president. And on top of it, they have this special office inside the State Department, the Ministry of Truth that Obama signed on December 6th of last year, because he was a lame duck, hundreds of millions of dollars to fund a CIA group inside the State Department to advise the Board of Governors on enemy Russian media. And with no proof, then, the former head of the Board of Governors, outgoing head, went on, as you know, C-SPAN in a Congressional Armed Services Committee in the House and said InfoWars is basically a Russian operation. And now they're saying Congressman Nunes needs to be investigated as a Russian agent. And now they're saying Senator Paul's a Russian agent. They're saying you are a Putin agent. And they're saying the president is. And they've been caught again with bots that they've loaded onto computers. You know, you click on a picture or an article and you get a virus. And it's even in the Vault 7 leaks that they're targeting President Trump, trying to plant Russian software that they've stolen and are using to claim he's working with the Russians. You don't think some little hacker in his basement released Vault 7 2 weeks ago. That was right out of the White House. You can bet your bottom dollar. Or let's just say allies of the return of the Republic. Because it proves everything we're breaking down here. We're in an information war. The people claiming that we're Russian agents are the globalist agents that have sold out the sovereignty, that are plunging the economy, that are getting rid of the borders, that are flooding us with third world populations and then brainwashing them into anti-Western hatred, that are flooding us with Islamicists. So I'm going to break all of that down today in great detail. We have special guests joining us. I'm going to go over the specifics of it, but you're getting the absolute key data. Not my opinion, not my views. We have studied this like no one else. COG, Operation Valkyrie. I just always found it fascinating as a teenager and into college. I couldn't put down books about espionage and war, and it's just all there. And when you're watching it, they're doing it in live time like the public are complete idiots. And I understand if the president moves too precipitously against them, it'll look like he's being a fascist. They're calling for him to be murdered in every major newspaper you can imagine. The comedy shows are all saying he's a racist and then I tell him how to be a racist. You know, with Alec Baldwin saying it. They are got TV shows demonizing yours truly, fictional characters everywhere. They are engaged in total war against the country. They're saying they're going to foment riots and then civil emergency and martial law and are calling for insurrection inside the government and inside Congress and the overthrow of the president. And then, we told you this was coming, FEC Dems, again, I-regulating drudge report, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. Who do we have this from? Directly from the Federal Election Commission. And that's what they told us when they banned us off Google Ads, AdRoll. They said, oh, you're political. You have to be authorization to run ads because that's political ads under other laws. I'm not a political ad. I don't take PAC money. I'm engaged in the free press promoting the Second Amendment, sovereignty, low taxes, Christian values, stuff that makes us successful, stuff that's effective and honorable. But I told you, that's their argument. And they're already kicked me off Google and kicked us off Google News. We're not listed as news for 5 years. They told us then, oh, we've had some inquiries from the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission, which is going around to every ally of Trump and trying to get Napolitano kicked off the air at Fox, trying to shut down the sponsors of Drudge and Breitbart and kicking Breitbart off their apps on the iTunes store. That are free. And they're openly in the news saying, shut down Alex Jones. I was told by high-level sources that, again, just a few months ago, Nancy Pelosi had met with the outgoing head of the Justice Department, Loretta Lynch, and demanded I either be sued or demanded I somehow be arrested. And then she said I can't do it, so they started developing other plans that we'll be obviously seeing emerge soon. I'm not at liberty to talk about those yet. But understand, I officially already in D.C. have Obama and Hillary Clinton out of that command bunker they've got down the street. They are coming after us, and they don't even hide this up there. They want us to know. We're coming after you with lawyers. Get ready. And they're in the Federal Elections Commission already, outside of law, just racketeering, sending letters to Google and letters to other companies saying, you kick off everybody. I mean, every libertarian or patriotic or nationalistic news site that I talked to was kicked off AdRoll last month on the same day. See, oh, we're not allowed to advertise supplements on the Internet or T-shirts because the Federal Elections Commission said so? Where are the hearings? But here's the good news. I'm going to skip this break. Here's the great news. The people are striking back. And coming up today, we have incredible information. Congressman Nunes, head of the Intelligence Committee of the House of Representatives, says, obviously, I'm the head of the intelligence community. I have access to what's going on. And I've had people come to me, and that's folks from the NSA and CIA, and say, sir, here it all is. Plus, we on Sunday put out the report that no one challenged. It was just a total news blackout. I know for a fact people that have been on multiple shows on CBS, NBC. I'm asked not to name the shows because, you know, the people want to be friends with the producers that have them on. But they mentioned the NSA data of Trump and his family being surveilled by Obama. And they cut it out of the show and say, we can't put classified information on. We've already been told, don't put that out. Oh, yeah, they've already gotten the emails, the talking points. Do not put that out. Not it's fake. That's classified information. Well, the press is the fourth estate. We're allowed to do that. That's why even the editor of USA Today said it's dangerous to call Alex Jones a Russian agent and to say he's being investigated for being actually in communication with Russians getting directives and commands. Yeah, and I also get orders from Pluto. And Keebler Elves, too, on an oak tree out there. I mean, this is the level, and the USA Today editor said, am I the only one who thinks this is dangerous? Claiming people that try to talk to WikiLeaks or whatever are Russian agents? But the good news is it's going to go too far. Because now Lindsey Graham has come out and says he's scared and now knows he meets with a lot of world leaders. That's what high-level senators do and diplomats. Has he been surveilled? And, oh, now the Democrats, they want Nunes investigated, which is all just intimidation, because Nunes dared come out and break their blockade of bull. Representative Cummings, Nunes should be investigated. Yes, yes. Why don't you go as far as John McCain? Just say, Senator, you work for the Russians. So we're going to go to those clips coming up here in just a little while. But Nunes claims some Trump transition messages were intercepted. Duh. They were all over the news in December and January saying we have the wiretaps, we have the communications, we have the intercepts with them on the phone with Russians, which they're supposed to be setting up the calls with Russians. And then they say to Flynn, incoming National Security Advisor, did you talk about sanctions? He said, no, I just lined up the call for the president. Oh, really? Got a transcript right here. CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, every paper in the country. Oh, we've got them. They were caught. And they said, okay, release that transcript. Well, it's classified. And then finally Congress sees it and they go, okay, Nunes says, no phone calls up to Flynn, lining up phone calls, and there's nothing there. Lining up the phone call. They said, can we talk about sanctions? I'm sure the president can talk to you about that. Who do you think talks to people about sanctions? The president. But see how they've worked it now where the president can't talk to anybody because he's an agent of them. Why, Rex Tillerson, he's going to Russia in a couple weeks. The Secretary of State's going to Russia? Yeah, first he's going to China. Oh, is he going to be a Chinese agent because he went over there? And the truth is, it's Hillary and all the rest of the globalists. They're the ones that actually were on the communist Chinese payroll and actually sold out our uranium to the Russians and actually sold out to anybody that would pay them, like a vending machine. Serious claim, FBI Comey falsely denied surveillance. Comey, little face, I'm 8 feet tall, so it's okay when I lie to you. Here's Comey. No, no surveillance. No surveillance. As if the FBI is one small part of all that surveillance, as if he doesn't know that any president-elect has every one of their phone calls recorded there on the spot by the executive branch when they're talking to foreign leaders. That's been the law for decades. They create transcripts of it. Remember, they were releasing transcripts of President Trump's discussions, and the Australian president did it as well. Remember all that? And the Russians released a transcript of the talk with him and Putin? How do you think there's a transcript, ladies and gentlemen? It's recorded. Just like when you have a customer service desk like we've got, that's recorded. Everybody knows that, but they sit there and they just put out such a wall of lies that they think we're idiots. But the good news is Nunes comes out and just says, look, I mean, I've had a lot of people come to me in the intelligence agencies and Trump was being spied on. And that's how they keep these House members, even intelligence committee people, in the dark. That's why it turned out the House Intelligence Committee was being spied on under Obama. And so was Dianne Feinstein, the Senate Intelligence Committee. Remember how pissed she was? How dare you, CIA, spy on me? Then they played dumb. And remember it came out the cloakroom was being tapped by the CIA? Yeah. Yeah. You can pull all those articles up, New York Times, CNN, but they think you've got a goldfish memory. So Nunes claims Trump transition messages were intercepted. Within minutes, we heard Nunes is trying to cover for Trump. Nunes is an operative. Nunes, what does he know? He's just the head of the Intelligence Committee. On and on and on. And now, he needs to be investigated. We've got those clips coming up. Top Dem calls for investigation into House Intelligence Chairman. That's right. How dare him come out and say, we all read it in thousands of newspapers, I'm the head of the Intelligence Committee. Yes, they're spying. They said they were. But Comey, looking so loving and good, there's no spying, not at all. There's no such thing. Understand? I'm Comey. Meanwhile, Graham, I wonder if my meetings are being surveilled by the intelligence community. Senator Lindsey Graham called the revelation disturbing. That's because they know Trump's got all the data. He's the president. And they really walked into this. First, they said they were spying on him. He goes, funny, that's illegal to leak that. To leak those transcripts. Oh, you didn't do it. Okay. And then everybody knows everybody's being spied on. So now he's got them all double caught lying. And CNN and everybody just kept lying and lying. It's ridiculous. It never happened. It never went on. On all the president's going to be impeached. Anybody that says, you know, that we spy on anybody is going to be impeached. It's preposterous that anybody ever gets spied on without warrants. It's preposterous. It's preposterous to say, I'm wearing a blue shirt. I'm wearing a blue shirt, ladies and gentlemen. It's ridiculous. I'm not wearing a blue shirt. It's not been in the New York Times. Hundreds of times they were spying on Trump and admitting it and rubbing their little hands together like rats. No, we didn't do anything. We never did one single thing. Why do they want to shut InfoWars down? We told you 18 years ago they've got cameras and microphones hidden in major devices and are watching and listening to you for controlling thought, content, and knowing what you're doing and selling data to advertising agencies to then control the hopes and dreams of society, all out in the open now. We told you that they were spying on the president and they tried to lie about it and now it's been exposed. We told you they're preparing a civil emergency and martial law and a civil war. Now they're all over the news, openly calling for the cities to begin to burn and for the president to be murdered or the president to be, you know, dragged out in chains. That's not political speech. That's calls for military insurrection and warfare against the Republic. And they've got the former deputy head of the Defense Department running around in policy papers like foreign affairs and foreign policy and all these other globalist publications and going to the Pentagon and saying, you can pull it up, former deputy head of the Defense Department calling for military coup against Trump. That person should be arrested and then indicted the next day for organized insurrection in the country outside of law to foment a military mutiny and rebellion against the taxpayers, citizens of this country. There it is. Ex-Obama official suggests military coup against Trump. Yeah, Breitbart, InfoWars covered it. I mean, it's word for word. Going around shopping a coup. And then get enough of their people to start saying it like a bunch of parrots, a bunch of cockatoos in a tree, chirping to get the ball rolling. And they're really trying. And then the intimidation of, well, how are we going to sell it? We'll just say they're all Russians. Well, what about Breitbart and InfoWars? They're not going to back off. You can't intimidate them. Just say they're Russians. Criminally investigate them. SWAT team them. Maybe they don't make it. See how that works? See how that unfolds? See how the cow ate the cabbage? So again, we've told you right down the line, because we actually study this, and I don't say this to brag. I say it because I've read the end of the book. I know where they want to take us. I know what their end game is. They even have a project called Endgame that's a martial law takeover plan that they declassified 2 years after it was created and 3 years after my film Endgame came out. Strangely enough. But the point is that this isn't my opinion, and that's why we're under such attack. You want somebody to challenge the globalists. You want somebody to fight the New World Order. Folks, this is it. This isn't about being a big show or being the big talk show host. This is about survival for this country, and it's about survival for myself and my family, because I've got all my marbles in on this baby. I'm 100% doubled down with my name, my blood, my treasure, my children. Everything I've got is hanging out there against the most vicious, murdering criminals history's ever seen. Everybody's got to take that serious and get our articles out.
March.
This is war.
Empires on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This program contains language and sequences some viewers may find disturbing.
The nation and all of our freedoms hang by a thread, and the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum, or beholden to scum, Russian scum.
Please listen. If you don't, if you won't, if you fail to understand, then the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike in you!
The function of all life is survival. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Oh, no, no, no! Oh, my God! Lock the door! Lock the door!
They're coming! They're coming! Help! Help! They're coming! They're coming! Listen to me! Listen! Help me! Do that, please! Please, you're an expert in danger. Please, listen to me. It's something terrible. Please, you're an expert. Here they are. They're already here. Help, you're an expert. They're coming. They're coming.
Sleep. The seed is planted. Sleep. Sleep. Terror grows. Sleep.
Ellen, wake up. Get you when you sleep. Sit up.
Invasion of the body snatchers.
All of a sudden, they're growing like parasites. Is it contagious?
Stop! Free all the homies!
It looks right at me.
You need to get out!
You're looking at it as if it was human. It was not human.
Now, the classic. classic fear begins to grow.
We're being cornered.
In a modern masterpiece of science fiction.
They're barricading the street.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I tend to get excited just because I look at news at night and in the morning, and I get up here at the office and literally look at hundreds of stories, and it's just crazy that there's been another Islamic attack with a truck and people stabbed. And then just so many videos, I can't even play them all, of just mobs of hateful, arrogant, crazy-looking men going, screw you, Britain, down with the UK, we're going to kill you, we're going to kill your families, we're going to kill the Queen of England. And then it's only on the internet. Every once in a while, Fox News might show 10 seconds of it. And it's like, what in the hell? And it's like men on the welfare system in Europe wearing their Islamic garb like they're in the middle of the desert, just totally arrogant, screaming, we're going to kill you. And then just like with any big Islamic attack, on Al Jazeera's official feed, on Facebook, thousands of emojis celebrating it, screenshot in live time. For every frowny face, there are like 10 smiley faces, and it went on for hours. And for every thumbs down, there's not even one thumbs down on that page. Look at that. Not one thumbs down. Thumbs up, baby. I remember 9/11. I remember Palestinians celebrating in Palestine on the news. Does that mean I wanted those wars? Does that mean I hate all Muslims? No. Does that mean the globalists are good? Absolutely not. They're the ones that are allied with the most radical forms of Islam. So on the online feed of Al Jazeera, just celebration time, and then Trump talked about this phenomenon that's well documented during the campaign, and they said he was crazy. And then InfoWars linked to a New York Post and also what it was like a BBC article from years before, and Trump tweeted it, and they went crazy and said his source is Alex Jones. No, not that I'm a bad source. We just had a new article and boiled down how Trump was right and how it really was in the newspaper. That's not real journalism to say it was from Alex, just made up. Now, I had links to a New York and British newspaper or publication showing that Trump was right. That's what we do. We go show you literally hundreds of articles the last month during this controversy where they're saying that there was no spying on the Trumps or their transition team when it was all over the front pages of newspapers everywhere. And then the House Intelligence Committee head comes out and says, yes, I've been brought the info. See, the way the intelligence agencies work, they go, sir, you're the highest elected person in the House over intelligence, but you don't need to come actually see it. Only 20 people at the NSA can see this, sir. And then Congress starts going, wait a minute, we have the oversight. They're like, sir, you passed the laws, you passed the regulations. But those actually say there'll be oversight. Then you go learn it's 20 people at the NSA that run hunt groups of tens of thousands under them. Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you a little news flash. I don't like how deep I am into this at a certain level, okay? I'm not on a power trip about it. But let me just tell you something. I've seen stuff hardly anybody else has seen. I'm not just here on air talking about this stuff. They've got displays and systems that are AI run where the computer itself, you just target the person. There's a whole map of everything they do, every device they've got, and that machine tries to hammer in and break into everything you've got. It's normally already broken in. And then they've got microscopic capacitors in the chips for at least 6 years that are microscopic microphones. And that's been in the news. That data transferred over cable and over wireless and over power lines is just scooping it all up. And that stuff I knew about 15 years ago. By the way, the guy that helped expose a lot of it first, Dr. Nick Begich, of course, his brother, outgoing senator, father, famous congressperson, congressman, he's going to be in studio with us. He's down here visiting from Alaska. And he goes off the patents and the admissions. So we're going to talk about how far everything we told you about 18, 19 years ago has you know, now is out in the open. Didn't come true. It was already true. Just now it's admitted. We're going to tell you the rest of the story. And see, that's what's frustrating. When I tell you that most major chip makers under government directives have microscopic receivers, transmitters in them. I'm not an engineer. I just read all the schematics of the documents. Where they can energize chips from a distance, even if your computer's not plugged in, and then have those transmit out. And you go, well, where do they get picked up? By the Apple device, by the Google device, your little friend you have in the house, like Alexa, that you know you ask questions of and you order things from, and you, it's there, always on, and it's picking everything up. And the smart meter on the side of your house, same deal. Google has cars that drive around and steal your data. They don't just videotape your house or have drones or satellites partnered with NASA. They're jacked into everything, folks. It's 50 years beyond what they're even admitting now. And that's why they're so arrogant. But it doesn't matter. If 7.5 billion people decide to stop going along with all this, we can have good, clean technology that empowers us and isn't used to suppress and control us. But the elites decided to do this, and they built the architecture in. Microsoft, Facebook, Google, Twitter. They're all working with China to develop censorship tools here in Europe and the United States so they can prove themselves demonstrating it here to move into China. And Microsoft just got approved to move back into China countrywide. In fact, they've been approved for a while. But to be the official operating system of the communist Chinese system, because Bill Gates, obviously, is with the Rockefeller Foundation and helped set up this whole modern system we're under. But there it is. That's now been officially adopted. Communist Chinese have a mysterious new version of Windows 10 created for them. Isn't that just cute? London Independent today. So, see, this is what I'm getting at for you. They think you're so dumb that they have a jihadi run over a bunch of people and stab a bunch of people, and our news will barely even say it's Islamic. And in England, they're going around saying it's hate, don't do it. And I was watching footage this morning online of just thousands of Muslim men yesterday and today out celebrating and with so much hate in their eyes and their mouths open and their teeth showing like a murderous horde of zombies. And I'm supposed to go, oh, I love you. Come on in. Oh, I don't want to be mean. Sure, kill me. You wonder if we're going under tyranny when every intelligence agency run platform in the United States, Google was created by the CIA. That's public. Facebook, all of it. That's not even debated. Look it up. They're all working to figure out how to enslave you. Does that mean 95% of people in the agencies like it? No, they don't. That's why they're trying to get rid of all the people that are moral and good and bring in the generation millennial who, on average, is the most servile, brainwashed, evil little creatures you can imagine. Strangely enough, Generation Z is the opposite. So it's weird how culturally things manifest like that, but they've really caught this generation. The adults didn't know what was going on. They got them with the TV and the computers, and they're gone. And if you're a millennial, some of the best people are millennials. Just statistically, the numbers are there. and they think being dishonorable is cool or just being delusional. They think caring is stupid. They think they're like artificial sociopaths. They're not complete sociopaths, but they have sociopathic characteristics. And they're just, people are so baby-like. They're entitled. They don't have real empathy. They have virtue signaling empathy. Their language is small. They're restricted. They're like, you know, kids trying to act cool in junior high. And you know, getting little clicks. I mean, just imagine that times 10, and that's the elitist system they're building, and the type of minions they want to be one of the last generations before they really release the bioweapons and wipe almost everybody out. They're just getting the containment grids up, getting us in cities, getting the police forces in place, getting the robots in place, and getting us totally domesticated before they hammer down, and then, boom, the agreements have been made. They're going to wipe out 90% of the Chinese, 90% of the folks in Africa, Latin America, and the West is going to have big death too. But these are race-specific. And China's agreed to all this, by the way. And then they're going to start releasing the bioweapons that kill the Ice Age mutants. And that's white people. People say, oh, yeah, you admit you're a mutant. That's what the black nationals say. Yeah, so are you. Everybody mutates. Everybody's different. So you have all the different groups and variations and the rest of it. But that's what's going on. The globalists are in total competition with everybody. They hate their own families. You got to read their writings. We've covered it. I want to get rid of my family, they say, because I want to transcend them and merge the machines. These people are the most selfish folks you can imagine. But let me get back to the news here. On InfoWars.com, proof Muslims celebrated terror attack in London. Guess what? Facebook's not letting us share that last time I checked. Arabic TV viewers reacted with smiley emoticons. Thumbs up. And their comments were, they love it. Lawmaker claims parliament suspects religion irrelevant. Yeah, he just did it for ISIS on the one-year anniversary of the Brussels, Belgium attack. Just, there's nothing to see here. And Santa Claus has nothing to do with modern Christmas. And Jesus has nothing to do with Christianity. And Moses has nothing to do with Judaism. London terrorist incident happened on the first anniversary of the Brussels bombing. Check it out, InfoWars.com. Lone Wolf, UK police arrest 8 suspects tied to London jihadist in dawn raids. I just love how it's most of these guys don't even work. They sit there on welfare, and then they just bitch and gripe and you know, just try to intimidate everybody into Islam. That's the older men. The younger men wear, you know, track suits and go out and, you know, go after all the cuckold women. And like Western men have been taught to be so wimpy, and then women think it's like really cool. It's like, get over here, get, do what I say. Yeah. Yes, so all the Trinity women are like, literally large numbers are converting to Islam now because it's like, I like wearing a hood over my head, but Western culture sucks. Al Jazeera viewers reacted to London terror with joy, but Turkish dictator Erdogan threatened Europe on the same day London attacked by terrorists. That's right, he said, Turkish dictator Erdogan threatened Europe on the same day London was attacked by terrorist scum. He said, and his minister said, on Monday, we're launching a jihad and a holy war in Europe and England because you're not letting us form political Islamic affiliates inside your country in Sharia law. See, they got a certain number. France is, what, 15% Muslim? Germany's about 10. As soon as you hit that number, the smiley faces go off. And the jihad kicks in. And you know what? They think we're going to roll over. Vehicles becoming favored terrorist attack weapon. And remember, the globalists, the UN, our own government, bipartisans, the ones opening the border, bringing it in, letting the UN refugee agency decide who comes in. Not our border patrol, not our customs and border enforcement, but the UN. And Trump's trying to stop where the UN dictates who comes in. He's trying to build a wall as a make-work project, and as a symbol that we're a country. That's all. Like Mexico's got a fence and a wall on its southern border, right across it, contiguous. We have Dr. Begich in here in the next hour. I'm going to hit some really important news. I got to get these Nunes clips. I've got to get to the other clips. I've got, he's been obviously with intelligence agencies high up. I've got Pachinik coming on for about 15 minutes just to give us his take on the, you know, this war that's going on. We know what's happening. But then I'm going to spend the rest of the time getting to all the clips and some phone calls today. But just to recap, Michael Moore is calling on Dems to declare national emergency. They're all calling for martial law. They're all over the place saying it's insane that Trump was spied on, even though it's admitted. The FEC is calling for censoring conservative and libertarian media like Drudge Report by name. It's already happening. And the truth is, folks, we're not going to have a show. We're not going to exist if people don't realize this is happening by incremental successful approximation, and if you don't defeat them in their latest attempts to censor by making InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and our articles and our videos even more popular and Drudge Report even more powerful. I'm not going to stand for Drudge to be the number two biggest website in the world after MSM and the biggest news site hands down. It needs to be number one. InfoWars, our videos don't need to be number one in the political. They need to be number one, period. And they don't even let our subscribers videotape this, screenshot it, you know, show it. Snaps or whatever it is, and where you have a video screenshot of trying to get our videos subscribing to one of our many channels with 4 million subscribers on the channels total between them. And most people don't get them now, or it unsubscribes you off of our YouTube. That's how they slowly kill you. They slowly strangle you before they get rid of you entirely. We have our own platforms. We stream our own videos. We post our own videos. We pay our own bandwidth. It's very expensive. We're doing it. We have our own outpost. But they're coming after our funding. Folks know over the years, I've never had this many calls for support and help. And it's because I realize it's going to intensify and it's going to get stronger. And I've got to grow in their face and take on everything they're doing behind the scenes. And it's legendary. Last night, I was so proud. I went from just being willing to do this to it was a new level of confidence. I mean, I feel it now, but last night I could feel God's hand on me so strong. The comfort of it. That's what it's called, the comforter. And it was beyond that. It was being so grounded and so dialed in. It's incredible. And I'm like, wow. I mean, what is it like as you go through these phases of fighting evil? And as you get older and as you pass each test, what is it like? What happens down the road? It's unbelievable. That's how I understand what they're going to do before they even do. That's how we break down their operations with such precision, is because I've totally immersed myself in this. And it's beyond that. It's a spirit of understanding, discernment. The problem is I can't turn it off. It's always just, and it's so much. How do I even cover it? Because I'm not this frustrated, angry person in person most of the time. It's just coming in contact with the most insane. I mean, look at Kim Jong-un. A horrible, demonic, spoiled nobody that couldn't even have a job pumping gas that no one would talk to because he's such a conceited, evil little rat. And that's who the devil put in power over the tens of millions of slaves. And their whole religion is degrading humans and making them worship scum. Kim Jong-un is Satan. I mean, look at the weakness. Look at the selfishness. Look at the patheticness. Look at the laughing at everyone. Just the power trip, the sickening. When I die, I want to be the polar opposite of that guy. Hell would be being locked in a cell with a bunch of Kim Jong-uns. And David Rockefeller, you know, I prayed to God last week that you'd pray. That people that are enemies of this republic, like Media Matters, we name Media Matters. We got to find a clip. We name it. People like David Rockefeller, people like Ted Turner, people like Bill Gates, people like, this is an example needs to be made, people like Bow Wow. That if it's God's will, they'd be really shown the real power in this universe. Probably just a coincidence that David Brock had a big heart attack yesterday. And David Rockefeller was old, so The point is that they're all going to die. They're all going to face judgment. And it's good just to remind them of that. But I tell you, I do pray. Not in a hateful way, not in a worldly way, but they're hurting innocent people. And I ask God, not people, not you, don't do anything violent against them. I ask God to just get them right. However God does that. But I have to speak that. You have to speak it too. You know what happens when you do that? You set your will metaphysically in line and say, I'm ready to openly speak this in the open against the enemy, God, and I'm asking you to take us the rest of the way. I'm asking you to intervene as an example. And then if we don't see that example and don't hit our knees and our faces before you, we deserve whatever else comes. We don't humble ourselves. But I'm asking God to show these heathen the real power of fire raining down from heaven and consuming them. They want us destroyed. They want us dead. They laugh at our God because they know the power. Ask for the providence like George Washington did in 1776 when he accepted his commission. Take your commission in the fight against the globalist and support the InfoWar and those. I mean, who's there? There's InfoWars is definitely Trump's under the most attack, then InfoWars, then Drudge, then Breitbart. You want people to fight. All I'm saying is, how this ends is how this ends. I just want you to have an opportunity to know this is history happening right now. And look how we fund ourselves with high-quality, organic, made-in-America, fluoride-free toothpaste, with iodine, colloidal silver, peppermint, tea tree oil. This is so popular that we keep selling out of it. And I'm about to have to scale up. It's a gamble to produce an even larger amount. We probably lower the price then because, you know, as you make more, you can lower the price. It's very affordable. You get it as low as $8. And you get two tubes of it. It's at InfoWarsLife.com. And at the current sales rate, it'll sell out by next week. But then the children's bubble gum that's been held back for a while will be here. It just doesn't have the tea tree in it and as much peppermint because it is strong. It's concentrated. It's got hundreds of reviews on third-party review sites. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Sign up for AutoShip. This is the kind of thing you need to keep getting. Sign up for AutoShip as a pledge, as a tithe to the InfoWar, so that you don't have to keep thinking about it and doing any shopping. I'm the same way. I had some toothpaste and ran out of it, and more wasn't here. I was like, oh, I should sign up for AutoShip so I get it in my house. I mean, you see what I mean? You get it, you forget anything like Super Male Vitality or X2 or Brain Force. That way you fund the InfoWar, you get great products like Caveman, Bone Broth and Turmeric. It's got a lot more. What a game changer. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139, because I know. In fact, I know in my gut we're going to get the support to not just continue and on under the onslaught, but go to the next level. Because for what you see publicly, saying I'm under criminal investigation for being a Russian asset and, you know, all the other craziness, for anything you see on the surface, there's 95% more under the water. Sometime I might tell people all about it. Let's just say we're not in Kansas anymore. And Nunes came out and said, of course, Trump was being surveilled. Of course he was. Well, again, the hoax is collapsing. What a beautiful thing. And the hoax will collapse that this isn't an Islamic attack that just happened in England. I mean, again, we got to call them on their bluff, on their attempt at peer pressure. They think you're nothing but dumb followers.
You're listening to GCN.
They're not. You're smart.
Visit GCN.
We're going to win.
Dr.
Nick Begich coming up. Stay with us.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible.